Concours Écricom 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 22. France learns to swallow its pride along with imported frog's legs. The people of the spa town of Vittel in eastern France are preparing for an unusual gastronomic challenge. Over the course of 2 days at the end of this month, they will gorge themselves on 6 to 7 tons of frog's legs. But in a land unique for its frog-eating passion, none of the creatures to be served up à la Provençale or tossed into an omelette or salad at the 30th annual frog fair of Vittel will be French. They are being imported, quelle horreur, from Asia. The commercial hunting of French frogs was banned in 1977, and it is extremely hard to lay on a family frog leg dinner these days, let alone a feast for thousands. Unfortunately, we have to make do with frozen Indonesian frogs, said Roland Boeuf, a retired mineral water bottler. There is no comparison with a fresh French frog, of course, he added ruefully, but we must keep up our traditions as best we can. At the head of a fraternity known as the Brotherhood of Frog Leg Tasters, Boeuf is filled with nostalgia for the days before the commercial ban came into effect. During the mating season, they cling together in big balls, said Boeuf, his eyes misting over at the memory of boyhood hunts. You could scoop out 20 to 30 at a time. To illustrate the depths to which they were reduced, Boeuf's wife, Raymonde, sprang up to fetch a bag of Indonesian frogs from the freezer. She tossed it down with disdain on the table. Nothing like as succulent as the French frog, she sighed. The Boeufs, resplendent in their organization's uniform of green robes trimmed with fake leopard fur, will lead the festivities on April the 27th. When thousands of visitors will arrive for the frog feast and dance. There is not much sympathy for the Brotherhood in government circles. We are committed to protecting the frog, said a spokesman for the Environment Ministry. The killing of frogs and their transport and trafficking for commercial purposes is a serious offence. Perpetrators can be fined up to £7,000 and risk having their vehicles impounded. The native red and green varieties of French frog, which feed on insects and are an important element of pest control, have been in decline ever since culinary interest was first shown in them centuries ago. Experts believe they were in danger of extinction. Such is the appetite for wild frogs that they may still be at risk. Reports of frozen crate loads of frogs' legs being hauled in poachers' lorries to Paris and the Riviera have prompted tough patrolling of marshes and ponds where the frogs spawn. It's turning into big business and money, said Patrick Curmange, chief fishing warden in the Cantal district in central France. Frogs are a top priority this year. Fin du texte 22.